Back, the Patriots return to action for real when they travel to Nashville to take on the Titans. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton, and thanks for watching. It all starts Sunday when the Patriots kick off their 53rd season. Before they do, let's review the sights and sounds of the preseason.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
1, 2, 3, make it.
You guys have fun, huh? One of the best names of the year.
Whole goal tonight, fellas, is to play good, all right, and improve every play. Let's go.
60 minutes, fellas! 60 minutes!
We are here for the preseason. We're going to be here for the postseason, too, and the Super Bowl. Go, Pats!
Back to throw is Hoyer. Looks, fires, end zone, caught. Touchdown.
That's it, fellas. Now you're 7 yard drive. When you started.
All right, fellas, that's the way to keep competing for 60 minutes. Okay, we got a lot of work to do. Making some progress, heading in the right direction. There's a lot of things we can learn from tonight. All right, that's a good start, fellas. It's a good start. So bring it up.
They're waiting on this one, huh?
Looking up the field, tries to roll out to his left to avoid trouble. He does. Now he's going to be hit and swarmed under.
The thing is,
he
can't play second and 16.
Throw, here comes the rush. He rolls to his right. He looks upfield, fires it long and deep. Could be picked off. It is incomplete. And Michael Vick, he really got blasted though. Direct snap to Bowles in an empty backfield over the middle. It goes. Touchdown.
Play smart. Play physical. And last but not least, have fun doing what you're doing.
Freeman is back to throw, has time, comes to the near side left. It is complete across the 35-40 and all the way out to the 45-yard line.
Inside passing game. Be ready for the inside passing game.
Snap to Brady on 3rd and 14 in the pocket. Stands, looks, fires, tipped in the air, and it is intercepted. The 15, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown. Snap to Manning and back to throw. Looking to the left, now being chased. Going to be hit and sacked way back at the Giants' 30-yard line.
Play, Mike. Nico.
The snap, the ball down. The kick is up from 32 yards. And it is good. And that's going to wrap it up.
This conversation with Bill Belichick is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. And finally joined again where it seems like it's for real. Coach Belichick joins me and... Fired up for the season? Ready to go?
Of course, yeah. Right. We've worked long and hard for this, and I think everybody's ready to start the year.
Let's talk a little bit about the preseason before we get into the Tennessee game. I usually ask you this question about 5 weeks in because I know that's the area where you say, boy, I kind of have a feel for what my team is. But how do you like your team coming out of preseason? Where do you guys stand in sort of relation to last year where you had the lockout and you had to go through camp without a whole offseason under your belt?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we'll find that out here, starting Sunday afternoon. But I think that we're ahead of where we were defensively. You know, just because of the continuity that we have and some of the players that we've added, but more importantly, the continuity that we've had on defense throughout the spring and so far in the preseason and training camp, although I think we still have a long way to go. And then offensively, we're still trying to put a few things together there, you know, a couple guys on the offensive line, didn't play a lot in preseason, so, you know, Logan and Sebastian are coming back and, you know, with their timing and just getting playing with everybody else. Not they haven't done that before, but you have to reestablish it. And, Brandon outside is, you know, giving us a good option at receiver there. But, again, there's always some timing in the passing game that takes a little while. So we'll see how quickly all that comes together.
All right, I got to ask you about the referees. I know you can't say anything or you don't want to say anything about it, but it's the replacement refs. They're going with them in week one. And I remember being coached up back when Bill would always come in on Saturday. We'd have the test, and you'd have to know everything about the guy with the white hat and all that. Certain crews do call games certain ways, and not really knowing how these crews are going to react in game situations, how do you get your team ready? You know, the day before the game is hey, this is who's reffing the game. We got to go with it. How do you get them ready to play?
Yeah, well, I think right now we're not worried too much about that. We're just trying to worry about what we have to do and make sure that we're prepared, and then we'll see how the game goes. And if we have to make adjustments in it based on it being called tightly or not as tightly or whatever the case might be, then we'll try to adapt to it at the time. But I think the fewer things that we can control, the less we need to worry about those, and we need to worry more about our preparation and what we're doing and make sure that we're on top of our stuff.
Thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Tennessee Titans, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Kyle Love's path to the NFL.
Kyle was playing fullback, defensive tackle, offensive tackle, most dominant thing on the field, biggest thing on the field.
Plus, we sit down with head coach Bill Belichick on the eve of the regular season opener.
No, this is the hardest game of the year because you really don't know your team as well.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Time now to get a sense of where the Patriots are at as we head into the season opener. With that story, here's Dan Roach.
Labor Day weekend signifies the end of summer in New England as families gather for barbecues and outdoor activities. And that was no different for the Patriots, who got to enjoy a holiday cookout hosted at Robert Kraft's house down on the Cape. But just like the rest of us New Englanders, it's time to go back to work as the Patriots open up their 2012 regular season Sunday at 1 in Tennessee against the Titans.
I think there's really an excitement of what we're doing, and you really are excited to see how the team's going to come together.
I love the game, and a lot of us here is what we live for, and if you're not excited, then obviously you shouldn't be here.
Has to roll out of the pocket, rolls to the right, being chased, gets rid of the football.
One noticeable difference in this year's edition, a youth-infused defense, as the Pats spent most of their draft picks beefing up the D, starting with their two first-rounders, Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower.
Coach Belichick always says, you know, once you get out there on Sunday and you're actually playing, experience won't always come into play. Guys that are young will make great plays. Some guys that are old won't make as great of a play.
And the defense has a difficult task in the opener, stopping three-time Pro Bowl running back Chris Johnson, as well as running quarterback Jake Locker.
Those guys are fast, special athletes, so we got to get 11 guys around the ball, rally to them, and get them before they get going. Otherwise, you know, they can hurt you.
What a catch by Rob Gronkowski!
Meanwhile, the Patriots' offense, which averaged 32 points per game last season, has the potential to be just as dangerous, especially when you throw offseason addition Brandon Lloyd into the mix with the likes of Gronk, Hernandez, and Wes Welker.
For right now, it's exciting having so many players on the team that can make plays and that have been successful in the NFL.
Some numbers when it comes to season openers. Bill Belichick as head coach, 11-6 in opening games. As for Tom Brady, he's 9-1. From the CBS Scene restaurant here in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
We're back here at Patriots All Access, joined now by Patriots defensive back Kyle Arrington. And how psyched are you for week one, game one coming up?
Extremely, extremely. I mean, you know, football's back. Mm-hmm. I was in the air. So, I mean, we're all just anxious and excited to go get out there on Sunday, get after it. You know, it's a huge challenge for us, you know, a very young and talented team, you know, in Tennessee.
With the guys that you've brought in, Dont'a Hightower, Chandler mm-hmm. Jones, has this defense gotten better, do you think?
Those guys are beasts, you know.
How good are they?
They're not bad. No, I mean, I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to seeing them, you know, play and play at a high level. I mean, mm-hmm. they're you know, with the great thing about them is they're so humble, you know, mm-hmm. and they're quiet, and they're just they're sponges, you know. They're just trying to soak up anything and everything they can. And I mean, a lot of credit to their just all the hard work they put in, you know, off the field.
And with those guys on the field, does that mm-hmm. help you in the secondary, having that pass rush? It's got to help the secondary this year.
Yes, sir. I mean, we preach about it all the time, you know, complementary football, you know. So just trying to help, you know, D-line, you know, they do their job. Us on the back and we do our job, you know, help each other out. I mean, it goes together. And just even offense, defense, special teams, and, you know, it's the whole picture. So that's what we preach about all the time.
If you look at the secondary, it's young, okay? Starting four back there are young. You're in your third year. Do you look at yourself as more of a leader? Do you have to take more of a leadership role being back there with this group?
Yes, sir. I feel so. And, I mean, we have, you know, great leaders as it is. Steve, in his first year, great guy, great communicator, great leader in himself. You know, Patrick, you know, returning for, you know, his third year.
And you got McCourty.
Devin as well. So, I mean, even though we're young, we're well experienced. And I've never been, you know, the most vocal guy, whether it's in the media meeting room, on the field. You know, I try to go out there, do my best, you know, lead by example. And, you know, just go out there, give every play 100%.
Talk to me about Tennessee, if you will. How good are the Titans and the film that you've watched on him, starting with the quarterback, Jake Locker?
Dangerous. That's the first word that comes to mind. I mean, he's a great thrower. I mean, he's like, when he gets the ball in his hand, it's like almost trying to tackle a running back receiver, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he runs like a 4.5 or something like that. I mean, you know, almost with 4.4. So, I mean, he's very dangerous. So it's going to be, like I said, a challenge. You know, just got to do a great job setting the edge and try to keep him contained in the pocket.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Kyle Arrington, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
From the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. With New England opening on the road this year at Tennessee, it's part of the team's plans that they have 5 full-size buses that shuttle their extensive travel party to and from the airport on road trips. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI No Nonsense Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, this week's topic, the Patriots haven't done too well this preseason offensively. So, are we a little concerned about the offense, guys?
Who'd have thought going into the 2012 regular season that there'd be more questions with the Patriots offense than there is the defense? That's the truth, and you have to agree with that, unless you're Randy Hart. I mean, the only knowns we have is Brady, Welker, Hernandez, and Gronkowski. Everything else at this point is an unknown, and you have to be worried about it a little bit.
I don't know what it is with this role reversal. I'm usually the reactionary one. I don't know why Fred is forgetting a decade of success based on a little bit of preseason action. 5 straight years, the Patriots have been a top 8 offense. Different running backs, different offensive line. It's always the same success. Tom Brady gets the job done. Oh, by the way, those 3 weapons that Fred listed just happen to be 3 of the best pass catchers in football. The offense will be fine come regular season time.
All right, I'm going to have to agree with Andy on this one. I was a little concerned in the beginning of the preseason, but I remembered not to let the preseason dictate my opinions of the regular season. So with that, Andy gets the point. I'm Christian Fourier, and this has been the SBLI No Nonsense Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins me again, and let's talk about the Tennessee Titans. New coach, new quarterback. The schedule comes out. You know, fans want to know, when do you really start preparing for the team? Is it the offseason? Is it in camp? You know, you don't get 3 weeks of film on this team.
No, we started on them back in the spring. Okay. When we had the schedule, we looked at all their games from the 2011 season and of course, prepared for, you know, both quarterbacks, Hasselbeck and Locker, not knowing how that would turn out. And then some of the new additions that they've had.
This is your youngest team going in as far as average age per year of guys across the board. Now, does that have a tendency, especially being a week one type game, where it could lead young guys in situations where there may be some more mistakes and you'll have to adjust on the fly?
You know, and that's a possibility. I think one thing we got to be careful of is not overloading anybody with too much stuff. You know, let's do what we know how to do and see if we can get that right and not try to, you know, be too creative, too exotic, too smart, if you will, and to make sure we can do what we can do. But that being said, our younger players have done a good job adapting and picking up our system, and we've actually moved along pretty far with the installation on all those levels, both, like our running backs and our younger linemen in protection and defensively. We have a lot of new faces there. We've been able to move that along.
It's still week one. You've been at it for a while. Still a little bit of sense of a little nervousness. Do you still get antsy?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
anxious?
No, this is the hardest game of the year because you really don't know your team as well because you just haven't played, under real bullets flying. And you don't know the other team that well because, you know, you see what you see in preseason, but it's preseason. So you're not really sure about some of the matchups. You're not sure about, you know, how everything you're going to do is going to go. You haven't played a full game. None of our players have played 60 minutes. So that'll be a challenge for some of them, the ones that do or will play close to that. It's always exciting on opening day. We'll see how it turns out.
All right, time now for your favorite part right now. We're going to go to the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. You on Twitter yet?
Not yet.
Twitter, MySpace,
no, not yet.
All that stuff?
Yeah. I was thinking
we'll get
about
some
getting
followers
on.
If you want to just sign up while we're here on the show or anything. Do that?
Yeah, my Twitter. That'd be great.
All right, it comes from @TateN, who asked Coach, this being week one and the uniqueness of week one, expecting the unexpected, how difficult is it?
Yeah, it's a big challenge, and I think that's one thing that we're going to have to do a good job of as a team, as a coaching staff, to be able to recognize what happens in the game that we haven't prepared for or that we need to adjust to and how quickly we can get that communicated to our players and how quickly they can adapt to it on the field, and that can come in a lot of different forms. It can be your punt protection against some new punt rush. It could be your offense against some new blitz. It can be your defense against some different formation or some play that they haven't run before or the way they're trying to force your defense to adjust that makes you a little bit uncomfortable. So those will all be challenges for us Sunday, no question.
It's a good question. If you want to ask the coach a question like Tate did, follow us @Patriots. Submit your question right there on Twitter, #AskBB. So AskBB, that's Bill Belichick. We'll be back later in the show with the Belichick we're going to take a look at.
Oh, look at some of the Titans playmakers. They got a bunch of them.
All right, sounds good. Stay tuned. More of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We travel to the Rocky Mountains to meet Patriots tackle Nate Solder.
This is my home. That's where I was, you know, growing up and kind of part of your soul, part of your heart, you know.
Plus, Coach Belichick introduces us to the Tennessee Titans on the Belistrator.
Once there's a crease there, he can hit it as well as anybody in the league.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.